Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will recap the women's and men's Little 500 from over the weekend at Bill Armstrong Stadium on the IU campus. Indiana University women's golf is Big Ten champions. Mackenzie Holmes gets drafted into the WNBA. IU men's basketball lands several transfers. IU football hosts the spring game, and the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark in the WNBA draft. We will have our high school scoreboard update and look ahead to the week in IU athletics, so let's talk sports. And we will start with Indiana University women's golf winning the 42nd Big Ten Women's Golf Championship at the Bull Rock Golf Course in Harvey Grace, Maryland on Sunday. IU gets the automatic berth to the NCAA championship, winning its 8th Big Ten title and the first in 26 years. The Hoosiers closed the day shooting 283 to finish with a team score of 856, a minus 8 under par, to beat Michigan State by a stroke, Northwestern by 7 shots. Purdue and Michigan tied for 4th at 864, followed by Ohio State, Maryland, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska, Rutgers, Illinois, Penn State, and Iowa. Three players earned co-medalist honors, including Indiana's Caroline Craig, who finished with a total of 7 under par for 209. She joined Isabella McCauley and Monet Chun of Michigan, McCauley for Minnesota, as the Hoosiers now will wait until April 24th for the NCAA selection show on Golf Channel. The regionals are set to take place 6 sites from May 6th to 8th, followed by the finals in Carlsbad, California, May 17th to 22nd. Caroline Craig and Caroline Smith also made the all-championship team. So congratulations to Indiana University Women's Golf on bringing home the Big Ten title. IU women's basketball player Mackenzie Holmes was selected 26th overall in the 2024 WNBA draft to the Seattle Storm, as the WNBA draft was held at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York City. It's for the 3rd straight season the Hoosiers have had a player drafted in the WNBA. Holmes becomes the 6th player in school history to be selected. In 2023, Grace Berger was selected 7th overall to the Indiana Fever. In 2022, Allie Patberg was picked 33rd overall to the Fever. 2011, Jory Davis was 33rd to the Fever. 2002, Jill Chapman, 21st to Detroit Shock. In 1998, Quasi Barnes was selected 22nd overall to the Sacramento Monarchs. Holmes announced that she will have surgery on her knee next month, and she will miss the upcoming WNBA season and be ready to go for 2025. But congratulations to Mackenzie Holmes going to the Seattle Storm. Her teammate selected in the first round from the University of Connecticut is Nika Mule, so she will be in Seattle with her come next year as well. Sarah Scalia was hoping to get drafted. The Hoosiers were hoping to have 2 picks selected for the first time in school history, but Sarah went undrafted, which is hard to believe considering how well she shot the ball this year. But hopefully Sarah will make it overseas or make a training camp roster. But again, congratulations to Mackenzie Holmes on being selected 26th overall to the Seattle Storm in the WNBA draft. It has been a busy offseason for Indiana University men's basketball. The Hoosiers have lost, of course, 3 players to the transfer portal, with CJ Gunn heading to DePaul, Peyton Sparks heading back to Ball State, and Caleb Banks now going to Tulane. But the Hoosiers have added 4 players, including officially signing freshman Bryson Tucker, 6'6 forward, 180 pounds, from Bowie, Maryland, Bishop O'Connell High School, ranked 17th nationally. A McDonald's All-American helped USA Basketball in the 2021 FIBA Americas Championship, averaged 9.5 points a game, 4.3 rebounds, posted 11 points and 4.3 rebounds in the Chick-fil-A Classic, of course, a top 100 camp invitee. He is the fourth season which a McDonald's All-American or Naismith Trophy All-American has been named, with Tamar Bates, Khalil Ware, Jalen Hood-Schifino, and McKenzie Mbako. His dad, Byron Tucker, compiled 1,033 points, 595 rebounds, 98 blocks, 66 games, played collegiately for NC State and George Mason from 1988 to 92. Of course, now the Hoosiers also got three players out of the transfer portal in Arizona center Umar Ballo, who have 1 year left. Ballo, the seven-footer from Mali, a dominant force for the Wildcats. Miles Rice, a guard from Washington State, and Kanan Carlisle, a guard from Stanford. All Pac-12 guys, with the Pac-12 folding up and Arizona now going to the Big 12. Stanford heading to the ACC. Washington State staying in the Pac-12, which will now be the Pac-2 along with Oregon State, but they're going to the West Coast Conference for basketball for the next couple of years. So the Hoosiers still have three open scholarships left for next season, and I'm sure more movement will be on the way. So keep it here for the latest news involving IU men's basketball. IU football fans were treated to the first spring game in 5 years as new head coach Kurt Cignetti brought it back under the lights last Thursday night in Memorial Stadium. The game rules were altered to limit injuries, and like a normal game, a touchdown was worth 6 points, field goal three, safety two, an extra point one, but it was offense versus defense, so a turnover gain was worth 4 points, defensive stop was worth 3, 2 15-minute quarters for the game, and it was a very positive experience as the offense beat the defense 34-25. The offense scored 5 touchdowns, the defense 7 stops plus an interception. No injuries, luckily, in the game, a very business-like approach. The final touchdown scored by Drew Schausch, an 8-year-old from Westport, Indiana, joined the Hoosiers through Team Impact, an organization that partners children with chronic illness before the games. Drew had multiple heart surgeries before the age of 2. Taven Jackson directed 2 touchdown drives on his first 2 attempts. Curtis Rourke, former Mid-American Conference Offensive Player of the Year at Ohio University, produced 2 touchdowns on 3 drives, including the winner. Freshman Tyler Cherry from Center Grove even played as the third quarterback but did not produce any points. Tyshawn Lawton, Justice Ellison, had a touchdown run. Anderson Kobe caught the game winner. Donovan McCauley also caught a touchdown pass. Kalen Black and Miles Cross read the running attack. Terry Jones Jr. had an interception against Jackson. The defense with Aiden Fisher, a former JMU transfer, will be huge. A lot of new faces, a lot of progress. Of course, the spring game just gives you a glimpse of what the Hoosiers have, but the biggest thing is no injuries, and we look forward to August 31st when the Kurt Cignetti era takes place at Memorial Stadium against Florida International. Well, we all were waiting for the WNBA draft to make it official, and it happened as the Indiana Fever, with the number one overall pick, took Caitlin Clark from the University of Iowa. Of course, we all knew back in December when the Fever got the number one pick, and then Caitlin announced at the end of February that she was going to forgo her final year at Iowa, that this was going to happen. The 6-foot guard from West Des Moines, Iowa, of course, the all-time leading scorer in NCAA Division I basketball history with 3,951 points, 480 points in the NCAA tournament, which is a record. First in field goals made with 1,293, first in 3-point field goals made with 548, third in assists with 1,144, 817 free throws. Of course, she has built the biggest buzz that there is in women's basketball. The first Division I player to notch back-to-back 1,000-point seasons. Of course, Iowa lost in the national championship game a season ago to LSU, and then this year to South Carolina. Fever mania is going crazy with ticket sales going up other teams are already having to move games to bigger arenas because of the ticket demand, as into Caitlin Clark. Of course, the Fever home season gets underway here in mid-May, so we will have, of course, a lot of coverage this summer of the Indiana Fever and their newest player, Caitlin Clark, coming to the Circle City. The Fever also took Celeste Taylor out of Ohio State in the second round. She's 5'11 from Ohio State. She was the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year finalist for both Ohio State. She then also was at Duke before, but she averaged 10.1 points, 4.1 rebounds, 3.4 assists per game. And then Leilani Correa was third round in the second, 27th pick. She played three seasons at St. John's before going to Florida. 59 games for the Gators, 14.6 points, 3.9 rebounds, 1.7 assists for the Gators. So it's going to be a big summer of basketball in the state of Indiana as the Indiana Fever build up with the number one draft pick for the second year in a row in Caitlin Clark. High school sports time. Let's check the local high school scoreboard. Softball, Martinsville 5-4 over Bloomington North. Edgewood 17-0 in 5 innings over Newcastle. Mooresville 4-0 over Bloomington South. Beech Grove 2-1 over Edgewood. Center Grove 10-0 over Bloomington South in 5 innings. Columbus North 8-6 over Bloomington North. Bloomington South 13-2 in 6 innings over White River Valley. Edgewood 16-2 in 5 innings over Brown County. Sullivan 1-0 over Edgewood. Terre Haute North 12-1 over Bloomington North. Terre Haute South 2-1 over Bloomington South in 12 innings. Edgewood beats Linton 5-0. New Albany beats Bloomington North 7-1. In baseball, Terre Haute South 7-4 over Bloomington North. Bedford North Lawrence 6-2 over Edgewood. Bloomington North beats Martinsville in a doubleheader 7-4 and 17-3. Bloomington South sweeps East Central in the doubleheader 13-3 and 11-10. Edgewood 2-1 over Columbus East. Bloomington North 5-2 over Terre Haute North. Edgewood 11-1 over Brown County in 6 innings. Bloomington South 18-8 over Bedford North Lawrence. Edgewood 20-1 over Sullivan in 5 innings. Bloomington South 7-6 over West Vigo in 10 innings. Edgewood 13-4 over Martinsville. Mooresville sweeps Bloomington North in a doubleheader 15-4 and 6-0. New Albany beats Bloomington South 10-6. In girls track and field, Bloomington South 90-49 for Martinsville to 12 for Brown County. Edgewood 76-50 over Bedford North Lawrence. Bloomington North 115.5-16.5 for Columbus East. Bloomington North wins the Edgewood Invitational with a score of 149.3 points. Bloomington South 4th with 70, Edgewood 5th, 63.3. In boys track and field, Bloomington North wins the Ben Davis Relays with the team score of 78.5. Bloomington South 126, Martinsville 35, Brown County 6. Edgewood 99-19 over Bedford North Lawrence. Bloomington North 117-14 over Columbus East. Bloomington North wins the Edgewood Invitational with a score of 186.5 points. Bloomington South 2nd with 127, Edgewood 8th with 28. In girls tennis, Bloomington South beat Bedford North Lawrence 3-2. Terre Haute South 5-0 over Bloomington North. Edgewood 3-2 over West Vigo and 3-2 over Northview for the Mustangs. Indian Creek beat Edgewood 5-0. Bloomington South 3-2 over Terre Haute North. Edgewood 3-2 over Bloomington North. Brown County 4-1 over Edgewood. Terre Haute South 5-0 over Bloomington South. Edgewood 5-0 over South Putnam. Edgewood 4-1 over North Davies and boys golf. Bloomington South 150-148 for Edgewood. Edgewood 6th at the Edgewood Invitational with a score of 373. Bloomington North 15th at the Center Grove Trojan Classic with a score of 345. Bloomington South 306-338 for Bedford North Lawrence. Edgewood 177, Linton 238, Bloomington South 299, Martinsville 337, Edgewood 184, Brown County 195, Bloomington North 7th at the Bob Arnett Invitational with the team score of 335. Bloomington South tied for 5th at the Jasper Showcase with a team score of 317. That's a look at our high school scoreboard. When we come back, we'll take a look back at the 2024 Women's and Men's Little 500. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
This is Indiana University Senior Associate Athletic Director Jeremy Gray, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to take a look at the 2024 Women's and Men's Little 500 bike races that were held Friday and Saturday at Bill Armstrong Stadium on the IU campus. The 73rd edition for the men's race and the 36th for the women's race, of course, put on by the IU Student Foundation, a big fundraiser, of course, to help students with other students raise scholarships and all that stuff. Another great crowd was on hand. Beautiful weather, sun splashed days, temperatures around 60 degrees. Of course, the South Central Indiana News Network was in attendance for both events for the third year in a row. We will start with the women's race, which was a heck of a race and a battle really between four teams, between Kappa Alpha Theta, Delta Gamma, Melanzana, who was the two-time defending champions, and Teeter looking for the three-peat as well. The first 40 laps of the race, 10 teams took the lead. Kappa Alpha Theta, Delta Gamma worked together and broke away from the pack, but then lap 57, Delta Gamma did an exchange. Kappa Alpha Theta's Bailey Capella, who's a sophomore, went all out and built away from the field, built up a nearly 10-lap lead over the rest of the field. Those four teams were the only ones on the lead lap with 10 laps to go. Of course, there was action early on with a few wrecks as Greta Heil, a freshman for Kappa Alpha Theta, was involved in two wrecks, but she maintained her composure. She had torn bicycle shorts, a visible gash on her lip, but she was able to get back up, finish her set. Of course, there was a scare when Teeter's Jess DiBella lost control of her bike and crashed with Audrey Lavelle, who competes for Kappa Alpha Theta, as Capella was waiting for an exchange. Teeter battled all race long through the wrecks. One of their riders got to the infield, got checked out. She took a nasty spill in the race. The pole sitters were first, battled it out all the way, worked their way up to the front of the field, but in the end, it was Kappa Alpha Theta winning the Little 500 for a record 9th time. They've won 9, which is a record. They deny Melanzana their three-peat. Kappa Alpha Theta's titles came in 1994 and 95, 2000, 2003, 2014, 15, 2017, 18, and it was the first time that the women's race in a decade had 33 bikes start the race. So a great thing for the race. Of course, the team of Kappa Alpha Theta, Audrey Lavelle, who watched her brothers Albert and Andrew compete for Phi Kappa Psi in 2019, and they gave up the lead on lap 199, broke the curse for her family, and competed since she was a freshman and had been part of some close finishes, as she ends it with a win. She's the first women's cyclist since 2011 to win all three Spring Series events, which include individual time trials, missing outs, and team pursuit. Her teammates Claire Tipps, Bailey Capella, Greta Heil round out the team as well. Teeter beat Delta Gamma for second, and then Melanzana finished for Delta Gamma, was all seniors, as they had won in 2021 when there were no fans allowed at the race due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the race was in late May and during the week because of the restrictions. So congratulations to all the teams that competed in the Women's Little 500. Now, on the men's side, it was really exciting. It became a rag to rich, a story of a team failing to qualify last year and then having to do a year of soul searching and the training trip to Florida, and they come back out on top, winning this year's Little 500 men's race. That is the Black Key Bulls. It is the third title for them, along with 2014 and 2017. Since the team started in 2006, they have been one of the event's most dominant teams, putting together a streak of top 10 finishes year after year. And it was led by Bloomington's Jack Hanlos, who graduated from Lighthouse Christian Academy. His teammates Will Wagner, Wiley Close, and McGuire Wolf wound up in victory lane. Complete one of the best stories you can imagine, going from the very bottom one year to the very top. But they weren't always in the lead. It was Sigma Alpha Epsilon that dominated the 73rd edition for most of the way, leading over 100 laps and extending their lead to 3/4 of a lap. But at lap 148, six teams were closing in on the leaders. The Black Key Bulls took the lead with less than 20 laps to go, even though there was a collision in the pits between Sigma Alpha Epsilon and the Black Key Bulls, making exchanges but closed out the lead. Will Wagner closed out the race in the final 17 laps, hitting speeds of 17 miles an hour and finishing the lap in 35 seconds to give his team a 9-second lead. The race had one yellow flag, very few pileups, as there was another pileup avoided when they made the exchange, and Black Key Bulls rider's seat was down, but he was able to keep his cool. They made another exchange to close it out, and they had a half-lap advantage going into the final lap, as the Cutters, who were the defending champions, held off Delta Tel Delta for second with a blistering final lap. Sigma Alpha Epsilon finished in sixth. They will turn all four riders to victory lane last year. But the men's race, 200 laps, the women's race, 100 laps. It was a very exciting weekend for Indiana University and the campus, as the Little 500 is in the books for another year. And of course, it was great for the third year in a row to be in the infield to check out all the action of the Little 500. That is your Little 500 recap. When we come back, we'll take a look to the week ahead in IU Athletics. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd. With an injury claim, don't leave cash on the table by not realizing all the Indiana laws that can help you. The insurance company won't tell you about them, but call me for a free consultation to learn all the important steps to get the best settlement. Call or text 812-333-MATT or go online to myinjurycase.com. Let's join forces and fight for a settlement that makes sense for you. 812-333-MATT.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Smith, girls basketball coach at Crawfordsville High School and editor for IndySportsLegends.com, and I listen to Talkin' Sports on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to take a look at the week in IU Athletics. Tomorrow, baseball takes on Ball State at Victory Field in Indianapolis at 6 o'clock. Wednesday, women's tennis at the Big Ten Tournament in Ann Arbor. Michigan, softball at Butler at 4. Thursday, women's tennis at the Big Ten Tournament in Ann Arbor. Men's tennis, Big Ten Tournament in Evanston. That also, of course, on Friday for both tennis teams. Track and field at the Texas Invitational in Austin. Men's golf at the Big Ten Championships in Columbus, Ohio. Women's water polo hosts the MPSF, the Mountains Pacific Sports Federation Championships, at the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center. Softball hosts Wisconsin, 6 o'clock, BTN+. Baseball hosts Rutgers, 6 o'clock, BTN+. Saturday, women's tennis at the Big Ten Tournament in Ann Arbor. Men's tennis at the Big Ten Tournament in Evanston. Track and field at the Texas Invitational. Men's golf at the Big Ten Championships in Columbus, Ohio. Water polo continues to host the MPSF Championships. Rowing hosts the Dale England Cup at Lake Lemon. Field hockey hosts St. Louis and Miami of Ohio in a spring match. Softball hosts Wisconsin 2 o'clock on BTN+. Baseball hosts Rutgers 2 p.m. on BTN+. Women's soccer at Notre Dame 3 o'clock Sunday. Women's tennis at the Big Ten Tournament in Ann Arbor. Men's tennis at the Big Ten Tournament in Evanston. Men's golf at the Big Ten Championships in Columbus, Ohio. Women's water polo at the Councilman Billingsley Center hosting the MPSF Championships. Baseball hosts Rutgers 11 a.m. on the Big Ten Network, and softball hosts Wisconsin 1 p.m. on BTN+. Thank you for joining us this evening. Thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.